This video is brought to you by social isolation. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Please follow the health restrictions and do your best to look after yourself. Watch some videos. It'll keep you entertained. Enjoy.
My name's Matt Harvey. I will once again be the bearer of weird news. First up, lockdown news. As Italy makes the most of its newfound lockdown status by forming neighbourhood bans, Australia has gone butt wild stocking up on toilet paper in preparation for its own stint in solitary confinement. With fights breaking out in supermarkets and threats against staff members for the audacious crime of trying to infuse a tiny bit of humanity and compassion into the shopping experience, this just in, images from NASA showing that there is a decreased amount of pollution over China due to the increased amount of social distancing, social isolating, and exploitative faults of late-stage capitalism. Surely this warrants a serious discussion of the impact of first world development has on... This just in, the World Health Organization is recommending measures for slowing the speed of coronavirus, or as it's now calling itself, COVID-19, as it attempts an aggressive rebrand so people will take it more seriously. These measures will include not touching your face, not shaking hands, and so now, ordinary Australians will have two good reasons to not shake the PM's hand. This just in, the South Australian government will introduce legislation to strengthen laws to allow people to be detained if they are caught engaging in conduct that risks spreading the disease. Prisons are going to be full of Liberal Party members as they refuse to stop eating out of the arse of big coal magnates. It will be an embarrassing confession when your cellmate asks you what you're in for and you have to say that you murdered someone rather than confess that you were caught red-handed either shaking people's hands or not washing your hands after using the bathroom. And to be honest, I am all for arresting the latter. What is wrong with you guys? Wash your hands. The big question remains though, what about anti-vaxxers? Surely this is a much worse concern for public health. This just in, the government has announced that gatherings of over 500 people will now be banned. Audience attendance will be banned from sports events, although the games will go on, effectively becoming performance arts pieces. Disneyland has been closed, making it an increasingly small world after all. Still no word on some major events as we wait. This just in, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival has been cancelled, proving once and for all that laughter is not the best medicine. This just in, UK officials say that people over 70 are going to need to stay in within weeks due to public safety concerns. Labour voters are now trying to figure out how to replicate these conditions in time for the next election. This just in. World conditions are worsening due to increased spread of COVID-19, as multiple countries have banned all foreign travel, impacting the most underreported group, gap year students. Students are being forced to take their gap year building houses that won't stand in endangered communities in their own homes and attempting to hold native fauna and desecrating sacred sites in their own countries. This just in, Australia has imposed a mandatory 14-day isolation period for incoming foreign travellers, a surprisingly slow measure for a country that put these "you will never make Australia home" posters out as part of its aggressive Stop the Boats campaign. But I suppose half-built submarines aren't exactly the best method of detecting sick travellers who enter the country by plane. Good thing we invested so heavily. As more and more workplaces are closing down due to increasing crowd restrictions, attempts to flatten the curve and not really wanting to go to your friend's festival show anyway, the Morrison government says that it will not send out a stimulus package saying, quote, "We can't just give money to anyone. If ordinary Australians want government handouts, well, the government has a proven record of institutions and electorates that they are willing to help. And they should consider either becoming a local sports team, an important electorate, or starting a fossil fuel company, or possibly defrauding the public through a series of Jenga tower-like home loans precariously stacked on top of one another, just waiting for their chance to sink the global economy. We've made it pretty clear. Besides, if they gave that money to people who didn't support them, well, they may as well have let the Greens win." This just in, the Morrison government is now giving out a stimulus package of $750 to pensioners, people on welfare, and small to medium businesses, stating, frankly, it's about a cash injection to the Australian economy, which supports small businesses and supports medium businesses. That, in turn, supports the jobs, which means people can continue to participate positively in the economy and have a greater confidence going forward. Failing to learn the important lesson taught severely by penalty rate cuts, that when you give businesses extra money, they will not give it to their workers. Oh, this just in. Stimulus package not nearly enough as thousands of workers are left with uncertain futures, and the Prime Minister calls for businesses to show patriotism, having strangely fallen on deaf ears for many workers in hospitality, tourism and the arts face increasingly uncertain futures. Though, not supporting Australian art is about as patriotic as you can get, so unless you're watching The Castle, listening to Cold Chisel, or watching Married at First Sight, that is. Artists, however, are in the middle of the race to become the first to write the best-selling novel, Art, in the time of Corona. Some businesses have pledged to support their casual staff in this time of need, with places like Wesfarmers, who own Bunnings, Kmart, Officeworks, and Coles, among many others, as well as Woolworths, having decided to support their casual staff by paying them their usual shifts even if they aren't needed or open, which they could easily do given the amount of millions of dollars that they've stolen from those very same employees. This just in. Bunnings has cancelled sausage sizzles. I can't do another one, guys. I'm out. Lack of news now. The Australian Associated Press, the source of news for news sources, is closing down. It announced the decision, surprising the entire newsroom, with the head of the AAP saying, "For investigative journalists, you really should have seen this coming. If you're missing stories this big, what else are you missing? This is why we're closing." The Associated Press is actually made up of payments from different media corporates who pay in, like a Patreon for truth. The AAP chairman, News Corp executive, and man laughing as he says, "No, I expect you to die." While he lowers you into a pit, Campbell Reed told staff that Nine and News Corp felt that they were propping up Newswire that helped competitors, hinting, "We don't want to subsidise a reliable source of news when we can just lie to people and tell them what we want. Which also include Kerry Stokes 7, were unhappy at paying millions to keep the company going while non-shareholder subscribers paid far lower fees for the same service. Look, this is typical of millionaires, who are often complaining about how millions of Australians who don't have to pay nearly as much in tax yet receive the same services. You know, healthcare, access to the police, fire services. So why should they pay so much? And then they attempt to overcompensate for this imbalance by paying nothing for a few decades, while the government cracks down on the poorest of us by attempting to take the poor's lunch money and telling them that if they whistleblow, they'll throw them in jail. Which does conveniently offer 3 meals a day, and a bed, and a roof, making it marginally more appealing than continuing to struggle under the weight of believing in capitalism. A tale as old as time. Reed says that News Corp has plans to have a breaking news service established for News Corporation's purpose. That purpose, of course, being scaremongering, warmongering, hatemongering, starting moral panic, spreading the eternal word of the Dark Book of Murdoch, and the weather. And finally, empathy news. According to a series of possibly somewhat questionable tests, that according to future generations of rats will be the origin story of the Planet of the Rats franchise. The aforementioned rats have proven they're more empathetic than banks, most politicians, anti-vaxxers, and people who don't wash their hands after using the toilet, as they have been shown that they will avoid using actions that hurt others, even if it earns them a treat. Professor Christian Keizers, study group leader at the Netherlands Institute for Neuroscience, says, we can now all use the powerful tools of brain science to explore how to increase harm evasion in antisocial patients. And I'm glad, really. Human trials cannot start soon enough. As catchy as Vietnam's hand-washing song is, we shouldn't need a TikTok challenge to ensure that people wash their hands. Besides, old people, they don't use TikTok, and we have to put it on, like, Radio National if we're going to reach the people who are most at risk. So, to investigate harm aversion in rats, the researchers gave them a choice between two levers. They could press to receive sugary treats, and then once the animals had developed a preference for one of those levers, scientists reconfigured the system so that by pressing their favourite lever, it would also cause the rat in the next cage to receive an unpleasant shock. When their fellow rats started squeaking in protest and pain, the rats stopped using their preferred lever and changed in order to get what they wanted. Dr. Julian Hernandez Lelement, first author of the study, says much like humans, rats actually find it averse to cause harm to others. We, however, have yet to test the rats on their behaviour when there is limited amounts of toilet paper around. Who knows? Maybe we're more alike than we think. Yeah, I know this is a short one compared to some of the other ones that I've done, but maybe if I make them shorter, I'll be able to put them out a little bit faster because the news is just coming fast and furiously. So I'm going to try and pump out another one of these sometime soon, especially because, social isolation, guys. Social isolation, perfect time for YouTube. Please, I don't have much else for you to check out. Comedy Festival has been cancelled. Maybe listen to my back catalogue of podcasts, or maybe go through some of these videos on YouTube. Whatever it is that, however it is that you found us, stay safe, wash your hands, don't touch your face, don't touch other people. Bye.